Yeah.
I've got some colts here I've raised. I've had some mares, and we've got rid of them older ones, and we've got some colts here we've raised. We rodeoed as a hobby.
You ever break? Time.
Yeah, we're breaking some horses now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I helped. I've got to. I'm riding two now that I broke. And we've got two more over here we started breaking, and I bought one Saturday night that I'm going to break.
I tell you, I learned my lesson trying to break. I was riding half a calf one time, and I got him in front of my grandfather's house. He, you know, some of them old houses built up off the ground, and he broke about $500 worth of pipes from my grandfather's house at the time. How do you break them yourself?
Or? Yeah.
You ever had any real spirited ones on you?
Oh, yes. I had one that ever did break. He finally broke me, and I sold him, and I'm riding a... He's coming a four-year-old horse now. He throwed me last fall. Yeah, he bucked pretty bad last year. He hadn't bucked the time this spring since I've been riding him. He's acting real good, but maybe I've got him broke now. But boy, he threw me hard last fall. But I'm not too much of a cowboy. I like to ride him.
Mm-hmm.
But
now, how do you call your horses in from the field? Do you call them by name, or do you?
Well, no, usually whistle for them.
Whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all ever used to have a buggy of any sort? You remember those buggies?
No. We've never had
them. You ever seen them?
Yes, I've seen them.
You back them in between the...
Yeah. But we never did own a buggy.
When you get on a horse, what do you say to them?
Cluck to them.
And when you really want to get them going,
well, you still cluck to them, or you spur them, maybe.
Spur them. You put your feet in the
stirrup.
Yeah, when you ride and hold on to them. To what?
You don't hold on or nothing.
Well, don't you have a bridle? And
well, you can hold on to the rein. Hold on to the rein to. Neck rein and wheel.
When you were driving a wagon, did y'all had what?
Check lines to
check
drive
lines.
With.
Gonna ruin your knees that way.
Yeah.
I did mine plenty of times like that, jumping on a basketball floor.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid. Now, did y'all finish your school in here or at Melbourne?
Melbourne, yes, sir.
Yeah. You got through.
I went through 12th grade.
You got high school education?
Yes, went through 12th. Mm-hmm. I never did have any hankering for college. I don't know, I just never did.
Yeah, well.
Might have been better off, but I didn't want to go to college.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think like this, college education's all right, but for some people, it's not worth a nickel.
Now, school, what time of the year did it?
We'd start sometime, I guess, in August or September, and they'd let out for cotton picking or something there for a couple, 3 weeks there when I first started. And they got to where they wouldn't let out for it because there wasn't enough cotton and stuff grow around here. They wouldn't let school out for it.
School, about 4 o'clock every day was when school, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, we'd get out between 3 and 4 o'clock.
Yeah.